Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97 Funk Flex. This is what I do. Okay? You know how we get down. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. Hit me up at Twitter at FunkMasterFlex. Or you can get at us. This is 50.com. Right, Fifth?
Yeah, man. Everything good.
Got my man 50 Cent on the phone. How are you, my brother?
I'm in good spirits, man. I'm feeling real good, man. I've been working on the album.
And that's important.
Yeah, I've been back and forth. Like, I had stopped for a second to go to Detroit to do the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. I ran around out there with him for a little bit. You know, see, I got a chance to run into Jay, too.
So you and Jay-Z?
Yeah, for a second, we got a chance to speak. Not no real long conversation or nothing like that, but I just ran into him backstage. I guess he was staying because he did Renegade after me and him performed.
Okay.
He did Renegade, and then I walked up the stage, and I ran into him, so I got a chance to holler at him about the, you know, when he was saying, ain't nobody scared of 50 Cent.
Oh, so you asked Jay about when he said, is nobody scared of 50 Cent. What did he say?
No, but that's what it created all of the negative energy between us.
But it's smooth. You know, everything's good.
Yeah, yeah. But when I actually, like, you know, I approached him, I said, what's up, man? We'll kill each other or what? And he was like, and mess up the money?
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, you know, because I've been saying, you know, I get loose flex. When somebody say something and make me uncomfortable, they know I'm uncomfortable.
Now, 50, I haven't spoke to you since you jumped on Shine's conference call, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen? Why did it happen? And why did you want to do that?
Well, desperation. You know, they were desperate. They was calling everybody to tell them to get on the conference call. So they gave me the conference number.
Okay.
You know, and I knew he was going to be on a live stream at the same time, so you get the visual of him, so you can really see who he is. You can't, you know, you can't front, especially when they're surprised. You see his face, how he look.
Well, are you
he's
waiting
like,
for
oh my, who?
You waiting for me to answer? No, because you said it to me like, you, listen, so, other now, but where does the 50 Cent Shine problem stem from? Because that I'm lost on.
I can't even figure it out. I think it was from a long time ago. I said a verse.
Wait a minute.
John, we ain't got no love for him.
Wait a minute, Fifth. Wait a minute. You guys came up here and did a freestyle. Now I remember. I mean, that was really it, though. You kind of kept it moving.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it got to be 5 years old.
Yeah, no, you definitely kept it moving. So he addressed that, then you feel you need to address him.
Right, you know, but because it was repeated. It was repeated things. Like, there's like three records that he wrote.
Okay.
That he put out, and I'm just watching him, like, you know, and I didn't want to make a song. It didn't make sense to make a song because the music was terrible.
Now, did Def Jam speak to you about jumping on their Shine conference call?
Nah, they ain't saying nothing. They spoke about it the next day, you know, because, you know, what's ill is they ain't supposed to say it publicly because they got to get a paycheck at Def Jam, but they love me. The people that work there will be like, yo, you are crazy. Like, yo, that was the wildest thing I ever seen. Like, you know, like, they have to check in to tell me that.
My brother, listen, let me just stop down and tell you, it was a different type of bananas, man. Like, a different type. Yo, you keep calling and you're getting through it so crazy. You were saying a crazy name. It was so crazy. I was like, wow, this guy's out of control.
The wild was Buster was like, yo, he was low key. He was with, what's his name? With Khaled in him.
Yo, 50, I know what you're doing, man. You name dropping.
In the studio, Buster was with Khaled in him, and he was like, they was laughing. They couldn't stop laughing at it. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's just when you put yourself in a position where you got to get got.
Yo, Fifth, I know exactly the type of guy you were in high school. And I know exactly the type of guy you are, man. Like, it's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Fifth. Now, listen, okay. Now, I think Kanye West said something about Lloyd Banks. Now, did he? Because I didn't see it. It was told to me. I didn't read it online.
Yeah.
Did he refer to Lloyd Banks?
Yeah, he said Banks is underrated. He should at least be in everybody's top five.
I respect that.
I mean, it's ill. Like, you know, it's ill. And I think, like, you know, it's confirmation that Kanye has power. Because Banks' head was so big today, he couldn't even get through the door. And he said, yo, thanks.
Have you heard him? Have you and Kanye had a chance to talk or vibe? I know, like, you know, every now and then you throw out a warning shot or a bullet. I didn't know.
Yeah, but they got us down like we got beef. We ain't never had beef. We always been like that was marketing.
Okay,
you know,
money.
We can't stand face to face like we're gonna fight for the Rolling Stone cover if we got issues.
What do you think about him, Kanye West? Now he's interested in. I think he's gonna make a record, or they are talking about him and is it Taylor Swift?
I don't know if I even want to hear that, man. I think people just gotta remember why Kanye West is who he is. Like, he make good music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not even though, I mean, he said it's a mistake. How many times? How many times are you going to say it's a mistake? Okay, we know it was a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just get back to what we do.
Okay, so Twitter. This week, 50 Cent jumped in on the Fabulous Soulja Boy situation, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I just want to understand this. So Soulja Boy originally was upset, I guess, because when Fab did a freestyle up here with the Funkster, He did a punchline that involved Soulja Boy, correct?
Right, right.
Okay, now that sent Soulja Boy someplace. Now, what was your take on the way that started, went, and then about them making up? I want to get your whole vibe on that because you were definitely in the mix.
Well, you know what happened is, I think, Fab is just doing punchlines because it's an event, it's current events. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't personalizing it, and Soulja, I mean, this is a difficult time for him. He ain't never been under circumstances where a girl's setting him up, and he's working his way through it. So
now, so the cocaine fifth.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Fifth. Uh-huh. You know, Soulja Boy is an internet animal.
Yeah.
So I was looking for him to quickly respond to that.
Right, right.
And I think that's what people are kind of, look, they're not taking it as either guilty or not guilty, but they're just taking it as we haven't heard from him.
Right, right. You know, I actually spoke to him afterwards. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And he was like, I was saying, just don't even talk about it because you see what kind of person you're dealing with. Like, when he didn't say anything, a week later, it came out, oh, there was no condom.
What? No condom? Where?
Yeah, there was no condom, man. Like they went from that regular scenario that we saw to there being no condom.
Give me a minute. Are you saying that him and Cat Stacks, there was no protection used?
No, that's not true. That's what was said.
Yo, Fifth, where are you taking me today?
No, that's what was said. So look, after that, that came out, and I'm like,
but I didn't know that came out. You just told me.
Yeah, but that's what was said. So I'm
is that on
like,
thisis50.com?
Nah, it's been through Twitter like that. So when that happened,
he said
I was
through
like,
Twitter like that.
Man, like, and I was like, yo, just don't say nothing because they're trying to thrive off it. It's going to be new negative energy.
New, he said new. It's going to be new negative energy right now, Fifth.
Yo, look.
Wait a minute. Look. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. All right. Fab, did you and Fabulous talk, Fifth?
Yeah, through the text message.
Okay. So, everyone's in a good space right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, why I'm so aggressive talking to Fab is not to Fab. But Fab don't actually have, like, he got good sense. It's the person around the artist.
Easy, Fab.
That don't have good sense. So you got to talk idiot talk to reach idiots. I'm speaking idiot language on Twitter. So like when I actually do it and I talk that aggressive, it's for the guy that's on the sidelines to know it could actually be an issue bigger than Soulja. Because check this out. Soulja landed in Atlanta, and they already had him on tape. Somebody filmed him, Flex, when he got off the plane going into cars and all that. And it was like someone who knows Fabulous.
Fifth, man.
That might have went at him or did something to him.
Fifth.
You know what I'm saying? So
Fifth, man. Fifth, a Soulja Boy have a cocaine problem, my brother. What do you think? I'm asking you.
Soulja don't get high. He smoke a little weed.
Okay, that's what we do. Okay, okay.
You know, we don't do that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. He's not in the frame. He's not in the picture. He's been framed, Flex.
Okay. Okay.
This is bad, man.
Don't move fast so I can have a job. Hold on. Funk Flex, you know what it is. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. This is 50.com, all of that. We just rolling. Hold on.